This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We've had trouble finding things to say about last night's game, I've noticed today. More than usual.
Yeah, they stunk. I've said it. I told you when we kicked off the show, that's your analysis. They stink right now. Their offense is stinky.
Manny's analysis of the game, we're just not hitting.
Correct. He's spot on.
He's absolutely entirely correct.
Spot on.
In fact, I don't know that there's any other problems with the San Diego Padres. I don't think there's a culture problem.
No.
I don't think there's an effort problem.
No.
I don't think there's necessarily a strategic problem. It's just we're just not hitting.
Correct.
It's that simple.
Yes, just it's, that simple.
Unfortunately, that is the hardest problem to fix in baseball.
It really is. To get everybody going, in the same direction. But, you know, you'd love to see. You got to get somebody early tonight. You got to get to Kevin Gausman early if you can. And he's a tough customer. He's 3-4 this year with a 4.59 ERA. Benny was whips very early. He doesn't walk anybody. He's going to be around the zone. Some of these balls got to get through. You know, some of the breaks that we were getting earlier in the season, we are definitely not getting right now. And when it's bad, you know, when it rains, it pours. And it's currently pouring right now for the San Diego Padres offensively. You'd hope to be able to get some early runs just to kind of get that monkey off your back like we talked about earlier. He's a guy that's going to be... He's going to be around the zone, mixes it up. I think he's got like a 5-pitch mix. I mean, it's no easy sledding for them tonight.
But I saw the stat last night on the broadcast that no one has more strikeouts since 2021 on a certain pitch than Dylan Cease's slider.
Oh, really?
He's gotten more strikeouts on a specific pitch by a specific pitcher. But I believe second on that list
was Gausman
and his splitter, I think it was.
Nasty.
Is nasty. That's tough for a team that's trying to lift the ball.
Oh, it's really going to be fun watching them beat it into the ground. Not at 115 miles an hour, at 79 miles an hour tonight.
A team that is not lifting the ball enough to go against a splitter pitcher.
It's a dream for him.
And it throws a lot of strikes. Is not necessarily a great combination for the Padres.
Yeah, just, you know, again, slumping right now. Slumping.
I mean, it's not like they weren't going to go all year without a 4-game losing streak.
For sure.
And
for sure.
I guess better now than September, which nobody wants to hear, but I don't know.
We saw it in October, and that didn't, you know, again, the panic of that has jarred us all. I mean, you think back to the 24 scoreless, and you're like, you know, this team's capable of that, you know, because they've shown that before. And everyone was healthy, everyone was doing their thing, and it just stopped. And baseball happens that way.
And, you know, went through it earlier and talked about, you know, some of the exit velocities and the expected batting average. I mean, Padres had balls that could have been hits, you know, line outs at a 790 expected batting average, hard grounders at a 580, just ended up going to the wrong places. Now, early in the season, it does feel like those balls were hits, you know, and when you get two of those in a row, and now you've got runners on and you can pressure the opposing pitcher. You got them working out of the stretch. You've got them worried about stolen bases. It's an entirely different game. I mean, that's really all the Padres need. A couple of those balls find holes and, you know, you get that pitcher now worrying about, okay, now I got a tough part of the lineup to go through. They've got guys on base. it changes everything. But when the Padres just hit the ball and hit a hard grounder to shortstop and then a liner to the right fielder, and it's two outs and nobody on,
yep,
couldn't be any easier for an opposing pitcher now, because you're not worried about the home run necessarily with the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, just got to, and again, I'm such a proponent of maybe trying something a little bit different tonight, just because you've run the same, basically the same lineup out there, you know, every day, and you know, you don't have to be crazy, you don't have to do anything goofy, but, you know, mixing and matching, maybe get some guys some better opportunities to see better pitches, you know, whatever it may be, you know, play to your strengths instead of the pitcher's strengths a little bit, running the same guys out there, you know, in the same order. I'm down to mix it up, you know, and I get the sense that Mike Schilt isn't, and that's okay. You know, he's the manager. I'm not, certainly.
Well, I think he's also looking at the guys he has and is not seeing anyone who's making a great case,
right,
to get more opportunities. Yeah, the starters are struggling, but so is the bench. I mean, none of those guys are, you know, Brandon Lockridge, Tyler Wade, they haven't done anything lately either. I mean, it's not as though you're keeping your productive guys on the bench in order to give these veterans more starts. No one is producing.
No,
Iglesias isn't producing. No one's producing.
Try Arise at the top tonight. Try Jackson Merrill in the two behind Tatis. Try something. Try anything just to get a spark. I mean, you hear all the time. Needed a spark.
Machado and Merrill are both struggling.
Jackson off.
You say split them up.
Split them up.
But then you're putting two struggling players maybe in between your more productive guys. That's generally the worst thing when you're trying to string together hits. I don't know that there's any logical answer in terms of a lineup that a change that would make a lot of sense right
just
now.
The
it's
only,
change for change sake is what you're asking for.
Well, it's change. It's not change for change. It's not change because I don't agree with you that it's change for change.
Well, then
sake.
Give me the reason why you're changing it.
Because it's not working.
That's
in its current
change
iteration.
For change sake.
No, it's not working. If it's not working, then change.
What
it.
Do you think change for change's sake means?
You're not doing it as a goof. You're just moving.
That's not what change is for change sake is, hey, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just need to make a change.
The reason I'm doing it is to, let's say Jackson goes to the two instead of the four with somebody else hitting behind him. Maybe he gets different pitches. Maybe Jackson at the top, get better pitches to hit. Maybe Luis at the top because he's okay, you know, and that worked for you last year. You know, there's a track record there. It's not change because I feel like rolling the dice and having some fun and mixing up my lineup.
So,
it's,
okay, let's follow that up.
Yep.
Jackson, get him some better pitches to hit. All right, right now,
he's not hitting.
Right now, Jackson is chasing more pitches out of the zone. The guy behind him is generally Xander Bogaerts.
Mm-hmm.
And hasn't been the best Padres hitter.
But has been
he's
better
hotter
lately.
Than some other guys on the team. Actually, he's one of the hotter hitters right now. So you've got Jackson being protected by a guy who's actually hitting line drives, hit a couple of them yesterday, has hit for an higher average than almost everybody on the team over the last couple of weeks. So he is being protected. I mean, who's going to be better protection right now for Jackson?
Luis Arraez, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay. Yeah,
again, switch it up. Yes, I guess by definition, it's change for change's sake, but when what you're doing isn't working, switch it up a little bit. I'm not saying it's nothing drastic. I'm not saying put.
I guess it's,
you know,
if not now, when?
Right.
You know, you don't have to go crazy after a loss or two
see,
losses.
Dominic's right. Change for change sake is switching it up when everything is fine because you feel like you have to do something. It's getting cute.
Well, we know Mike Schilt's not going to do that.
No, you know he's not going to do that.
But I think he's going to want to be able to justify and have a reason for.
Do you know what
change.
My reason and my justification is? We've scored 3 runs in 4 games. That's my justification. That's my reason. Well,
to
I just want a little spark.
That's throwing S at the wall and hoping something will stick.
Welcome to baseball. I mean,
fine.
A lot of times. I
but
mean, there's
that
there's...
would be your reason. Like, I know this isn't working. I don't know why my change would work any better, but hey, at least it's different.
Well, how about the record last year with Luis Arraez at the top? There it is. You've got empirical evidence. Like, we won more games. We played better. I like Fernando at the top, personally. I do. But right now, they're just a little bit stale. So, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, slumps are going to happen. It sucks when Manny and Jackson are slumping. Tatis is trying to do so much.
I think that's a defensible move. Move Luis Arraez back to the top of the lineup. At the very least, you know, he seemed like he was fouling off a bunch of pitches yesterday.
Probably shouldn't have.
But at the very least,
he's going to get nine pitch ABs.
At least everyone's going to see the starting pitcher if he does that, you know, to lead off the game. And, you know, he may end up with a hit at the end of the at-bat. So you got some. Now, we went through this many times. Why? All right, then he gets his single. Because I know he's had a double in the first inning.
What he's going to do.
He gets his single. All right, now you've got one of your slower runners in front of all your faster people that are coming up.
But if my best power hitter is Fernando Tatis Jr., he's in the two. He could go
bridge. He could hit a two-run homer.
You're 2-0.
Yeah, he could. I mean, there's definitely an argument for it, and there's an argument against it. And the Goose says, honestly, why not? And that's I'm not saying that's not a bad explanation. Hey, it's what we're doing isn't working. I may not know why this new thing is going to work, but hey, it's different, and maybe it will. And no one can, even if you can't explain why it's working, you'll take it if it works.
Oh, 100%. And then you look like a genius. You know, at that
are
point.
You? If you can't explain why it's working, are you really a genius, or you just lucked into something?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of luck involved in it, certainly. But yeah, you gotta figure out a way to get to Gausman tonight early. And again, Randy Vasquez, how much pressure is he feeling? It's all what's been happening, and he's like, the lack of being able to go out and just be as free and easy as you could possibly be starting a game, you know, at the big league level. It goes away a little bit. When
did Cease give up the two-run homer? Sixth inning? Seventh inning?
Yeah.
So, I mean, up until that point, he had made one mistake. You can afford, you should be able to afford, one solo home run.
Every time.
And he's got to pitch his ass off to keep this team in the game.
And when it goes 3-0,
it was over. It was over at that point. But, like, up until that point, you're still like, dude, can you get some help?
Yeah.
And if you're like Randy Vasquez, you're like, well, I saw what happened last night. I better not let anybody get on.
The only time Schilt ever tinkers with the lineup is when guys are hurt. You know, when Merrill was out, he had Gavin Sheets in the two. And, you know, he tried different things. And, you know, nobody's hurt, but it's not being productive. You know, it's not a productive offense right now. So that would be my reasoning for it. Also, I'm tired of seeing the same thing night after night, at least for the last, you know, week or so.
I get, though, when you have like your three hitter and your six hitter and your nine hitter are all producing, very logical. All right, let's put those three together. They're all hot.
Right.
Let's get them all in order. The Padres don't have that option right now. They don't have three hot hitters to put together in the order. Their couple of hottest hitters are already hitting 1-2. So in a sense, anything you're doing may be making it worse rather than better. I guess that would be
about the old
concern.
Schulte table flip today.
Again, so a table flip, you know, a strategy that managers have employed is to wake up a team that's in some sort of funk.
An offensive funk, maybe?
A
team that got shut out last night?
I usually would say like a mental funk. Their heads are not in the game.
Right.
They're not paying attention. They've made a bunch of mental errors on the base paths. They're playing bad defense.
It's like a Ron Washington move.
It's not something I've necessarily seen from the Padres.
Right.
I
no,
see them
not
going up. Hitting the ball hard right at people. I don't know how a table flip is going to change anything about that. Do you want them to stop hitting it hard? You just want them to stop hitting it right at people.
I just want them to win a game.
I just want them to compete in a game.
Correct. I want to feel like I'm in a game.
You know what? If they lose 8-6.
Win or lose. Hold my attention. How about that? Is that too much to ask? Can you hold my attention?
Because the table flip has to come with some sort of speech as well, right?
I would love to see you table flip.
You can't just
table
flip the table
me.
And walk out the room, right? You have to give some sort of
get your head
speech.
Out of your asses.
You have to yell at Jeremy Giambi about what he's doing wrong when you do flip the table.
You know how hard it would be for me as the skipper to not, like, it would be to not, I do it to my little leaguers. Imagine, I don't scream at them, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it would to be like, how much money you make? Wham! You know what I mean? Like, get out there and earn your money!
Divine Sports Gospels, they're not really hitting the ball hard. No, they are. They had 9 of the
13
hardest hit balls last night. They're not hitting the ball in the air.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do. So Mike Schilt flips the table and goes, hit the ball in the air!
Yes.
I don't know.
I like it.
I don't know how that works.
I like it a lot.
You don't think these guys know that, you know, I need to do more of that?
So what is your solution? We just sit on our hands and wait and hope. It's hope. That's really the only thing you can do is hope they get out of it.
It's not hope. It's
trust.
It's trust. Yeah, there you go. Trust.
Trust and will.
that a little patience and knowing that all of these guys, at least most of these guys, have very solid track records of hitting for large chunks of the season and not hitting for chunks of the season as well, that they will all find their way out of it, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And I trust that they will.
That they will. Dot com. I don't know, man. It's, they're ninth in exit velocity, Jordan just said. That's pretty good.
It's great.
You know,
top third in all of baseball.
Top third in baseball, so they're hitting the ball hard.
They hit the ball hard.
On the ground a lot.
They hit the ball in the air enough.
It's like a team full of Eric Hosmers again. This is great. Just what you dreamed up.
I mean, yeah, if I'm Victor Rodriguez, I'm going, everybody swing about one third of an inch lower than you were. I wish it was that easy.
It's not.
There's no hitting coach in America who would just go, yeah, we're great. We're doing everything right, except we need to swing one third of an inch
lower.
All right,
so if they come out again tonight and they score a run with the same lineup, are you still in? How long are you going to keep rolling out the same order every night?
I think the move you make first is you probably have to go and find someone else to play left field.
We've known that. We're going to talk to AJ Preller Friday.
Before you change the lineup, you need to change some personnel at the bottom of your order.
Sure.
And
Manny's at the top for our order.
We are expecting to have AJ Preller join us on Friday for our Friar Friday this week. I want you to ask him about Jake Cronenworth possibly.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That would be something you could do that would be dramatic. Get both Jake and Jose Iglesias in the lineup on a regular basis. I don't know that changes the offense
so
entirely.
Again, we could do this all day, man. It's like the chicken and the egg. Michael said something in the chat. He just deleted it, but I saw it. He's like, it's because of what Victor Rodriguez has instilled in them, the approach that Victor has instilled into them. Well, that approach won you a lot of baseball games. You know, it won you a lot of baseball games last year, won you a lot of baseball games at the start of this year.
And earned you a lot of praise from, I don't know, all of us.
And I think all the fans. I just don't, it's on these guys to make the necessary adjustments. It's not Victor Rodriguez's fault. It's not. I don't blame him even a little bit. He helped us win a lot of games last year, getting guys to buy in and, play really well. And they scored a lot of runs.
Is it possible that this philosophy... The best case scenario is you're going to have good stretches,
really
you can win 90-plus games, but you're also going to have these times when the balls aren't finding holes, and you're going to look really ugly for a week. Can you live with that?
Yeah, that's it.
Can you live with that? And that is part of this philosophy, and it's an inevitable part of the philosophy that there will be streaks where the ball's not falling and your offense looks dismal for days at a time. Because that may be unavoidable with this particular hitting strategy from the San Diego Padres.
I agree.
All right, we will take a timeout. When we come back, we are going to give away some Padres tickets. Maybe by Tuesday, things will look completely different for your San Diego Padres. Certainly, you can hope so. That is coming up. And then Doug Glanville, very smart baseball. Not Nino, maybe, but very smart baseball. As a former player on a Big League Wednesday, he went to an Ivy League school.
He did, so, Ivy Leaguer. Yeah.
Guy is a sharp baseball guy. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. That's all coming up after a check of traffic with Bennett Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play to 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Smart guys that I would worry about sitting down at a Texas Hold'em table against because they know the odds.
I feel like you are that way, too.
I do.
More than me.
I know the odds fairly well on those games.
But you don't want to play against a guy like me because I go all in all the time.
I mean, you've got the nerve.
That's right.
I've got the odds. Together
we'd be great.
Probably be a pretty good team.
You put the Padres pitching with the Dodgers offense, we've got a really good squad.
It's not a two-man sport, though, Texas Hold'em. It's kind of a solo sort of deal. And if that's your kind of deal, we invite you to head down to Chula Vista and our place to play cards, 7 Mile Casino. Whether it's Texas Hold'em, California-style blackjack, Pai Gow, or Baccarat, you're not going to find a more welcoming environment. Smoke-free, slot machine-free, really easy to park, get into. So many things to like about 7 Mile Casino.
No question about it. Smoke-free environment. Slot machine free environment as well. Great place to go hang out, have lunch with your coworkers, play some cards while you're there. Sit out on the bay, have a beer, or out on the patio that overlooks the bay, have a beer. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot. So check it out for yourself. 7 Mile Casino is just 7 minutes from downtown.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah, I'm Benowitz, brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store and everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends June 14th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
Have we thought about sacrificing anything? I mean, somebody said last night, man, we need the rally roach back. I said, first time in my life I've ever wanted to see a cockroach in my place of business. Remember how the streak that they went on when that roach appeared? It was crazy.
Jesse and Mudd attempted to do a rally hot dog consumption.
Oh, I missed this.
It was Looney Dog Night last night. Loonies being a Canadian dollar. Mm-hmm. So essentially, I don't know, like 80 cents for a hot dog.
It's like your dream.
Pretty good price, yeah.
How many could you get down? Two?
No fees. I could probably get to three if I pushed it.
Three glizzies? No, he did not.
No, well, he had nine in the booth with him.
Oh,
and I think
oh.
The intention was eat one to start the rally, and then as the Padres keep scoring runs, Mudd was going to keep eating hot dogs throughout the inning. Of course, they didn't score any runs. The rally dog failed.
Easiest bet ever for Mudd. That's a risk that you run with this offense right now.
And I guess my hesitancy is that when a rally totem is effective, it's a very fun strategy. The rally roach, when the Padres were winning, was good. When you try to force it into existence, though, when the team is struggling, it's kind of sad.
It's got to be organic. I mean, there was a time last year that I carried in my wallet a rubber roach. I had it in my wallet with me at all times. And, yeah, Paulie's got the graphic.
You could tell Jesse so wanted this to happen. He wanted them to start scoring.
The hot dog.
And Mudd had to just keep eating dogs until, like, the rally ended. And, you know, I think Jesse's real hope was that Mudd, like, literally exploded
and
in the booth
vomited
during the inning as the Padres, like, put 12 runs on the board.
Rally roach, bring
us the
light.
Oh, my God, I forgot about it. In my mind, that roach was the size of a rat when I remember it from the first day. We screamed when that roach popped up in here.
My son said, they have dollar hot dogs at games? And I go, Oh, yeah, that's a fairly common promotion. He said, they don't do that in the United States. That's just Canada, right? I said, no, other teams do it. And he looked it up. He said, like, the Astros do it every week. And he says, why don't the Padres do it? And I go,
they don't have to.
They don't have to.
Yeah, why doesn't Notre Dame join the conference, Ben?
They're trying to get people into the door.
Yeah,
they had a good crowd last night at Rogers Center because, not maybe because the Padres were in town, but mostly because of the loony dogs.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works, man. However you get asses in the seat.
Right.
Like, if I don't care if you hate this show, as long as you listen.
Right.
I don't care if you hate me personally. As long as you listen, I don't care. You know, get your ass in the door, get you in the seat. I'll give you a $1 hot dog for your troubles and call it a day. But
it's a fairly easy promotion for a team. The hot dog, they're not making any money, but I don't think they're losing a ton of money. A bun and a dog.
Well, because what happens? You get a drink,
you get more tickets sold,
yep,
more other things sold.
Merch.
You get them in the door for whatever reason.
Guzner says they don't have, Megan Denver says they don't have foot long hot dogs in Canada. And then Guz says they're a meter long.
That would be a long
a meter. How long is a meter?
It would be almost like a yard.
A yard?
It's very similar to a yard.
That's it. Brilliant.
That would be a very long hot dog.
Brilliant. What's the 999 challenge again?
It's 9 beers, 9 hot dogs in 9 innings.
No chance.
No, I don't think so.
Zero chance.
You could do 2, you think?
I could do the...
It's the speed that would...
The beer
really
would be the harder part for me.
I could do the 2-2-2 challenge, which is not that much of a challenge.
2 beers, 2 hot dogs, and 2
correct.
Innings.
That I could get down no problem. 3-3-3 would be very tough.
And then you'd need a nap.
9 beers.
9 beers would...
In 3 hours, call it?
Dude, your boy would... I would wet my pants.
Not good.
Like, I would 9 beers, I would wet my pants.
You'd just be watching the game on one of the monitors from the concourse near the bathroom.
You know the gif of the guy sitting in his seat vomiting on himself? That would be me. It's the worst gif around, but it works.
All right, we got Doug Glanville coming up, but before we go, we got to give away some Padres tickets. So if you'd like to attend Tuesday's game, May 27th against the Miami Marlins, hoodies are back. The first 40,000 fans in attendance will receive free Padres military hoodies for the first time ever. The hoodie featuring a print similar to the Salute to Service Sunday jerseys. You can get your tickets at padres.com/tickets, and I would tell you to call in at 833-288-0973. You guys are fast, though, because the phone lines are already jammed. Fifth caller is going to win, 833-288-0973. We'll come back with ESPN Baseball Glanville to wrap up the program next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, it's Woodsy for Eco Water. Very happy that Odyssey San Diego now is serving Eco Water proudly to all to everyone here. That's what our new machine is. We've got the EcoWater unit in our home. Best water I've ever tasted. Best water I've ever had. It is no joke. The reverse osmosis system. You get bottled quality water straight from your tap. Want an upgrade? Their alkaline filters take hydration to the next level. We've got the EcoWater unit. As I said, soft, purified water. Total game changer. We love it. Super happy with the entire experience with EcoWater. Clean water deserves clean air. EcoWater SoCal also has state-of-the-art air purification. Removes 99.99% of pollutants. We've got pure water, fresh air, and a happy family. Thanks to EcoWater SoCal. Get a free in-home water test today. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water now for just $9.95 a month. Call 760-350-3338 or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations to Alex. Just won the tickets to next Tuesday's Padres Marlins game. And I want to get right into our Big League Wednesday, a little later than usual, but worth the wait today. Because it is my pleasure to welcome back to Ben and Woods, one of our favorites, ESPN baseball analyst. He's got a new Substack. I love it. It's called Welcome to Glanville. Get it? Welcome to Glanville.
Yes, I do get it.
His name
do you understand what he means by Glanville?
His name is Doug Glanville. It's very clever, and we welcome Doug back to the program here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, good morning. Great to be on.
I was reading through some of the Substack posts that you had, and this one, I don't know why, this one fascinated me. So Doug says he had never in his career registered under an alias name when he was traveling.
Ooh, that's
on
fascinating.
The But a lot of players do because, well, they don't want to be necessarily bothered in their hotel room. It's not that hard to figure out what hotels visiting teams are staying at. What was your experience there, Doug? And did you ever think about it? And why did other players do it? And how often was it an inconvenience when you stayed under your own name?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, you know, make a – I just committed to it at some point, right? I said, you know, my era coming up as a rookie, you were kind of be seen but not heard. And I felt like taking the step of being like, now I need an alias because I'm so famous that I felt like the veterans are going to like look at me sideways. You know, I came up with the Cubs and that was an old school team. A lot of veterans, you know, Sandberg, Grace, Sean Dunstan, you know, so sometimes that culture of coming up with an older team, you feel like you kind of take a step back. So that's kind of where it started. And in Chicago, when I was living near Wrigley Field, I lived blocks away, and I used to walk to Wrigley before the game. And people generally didn't recognize me, or if they did, it was like, who's this dude? He just got called up. So it wasn't, you know, I didn't feel like I had to build this wall. And so when I got to the Phillies, I was like, who are all these people on the room list here? it was like Huckleberry Finn, you know, like, it's like so they were just... So I just thought about like, no, I'm not going to do that. And so eventually, yeah, there was a couple of times I got a call from a fan, you know, tickets or it didn't happen that often. I mean, the big one was when the Cubs played the Cardinals. And for a couple of years, we stayed right across the street, like at the Westin or something. So there was fans in the lobby and they just call upstairs. So that wasn't the best. But for the most part, it was not an issue.
Talking to Doug Glanville here on Ben and Woods this morning. So kind of 30,000 foot view of baseball where it stands right now. Obviously, we're in it, man, in the NL West, Doug. It is I'm watching the standings. It's May and I'm watching the standings. I'm flipping over to the last couple innings of Dodgers, Giants games like Arizona. We're keeping tabs on them. It's pretty nuts where the West stands right now.
It is, and it's so fun. The West is so good.
That's one word for it. The fun is one word for it. Excruciating is another, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like every day positions are changing, and I think it's just, but for me, it's like because they're all really good, you know, and that's the aspect, like watching. And I got to open up with Padres, you know, and the Braves, and I got to see, you know, Mike Schultz, you know, what a good fit. You know, he's thoughtful. He talks about togetherness all the time.
Yep.
He's very humble about his, you know, experiences. And I think he emphasizes, you know, he talks about is baseball IQ. He's very, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr., like just smart, you know, just does a lot of things on just like making good choices in terms of on the bases. And you just have, you know, the talent. I mean, Jackson Merrill, come on. He kind of looks like a Corey Seager in some ways, but it's like, is he on every pitch? Like, how is that possible? Like being this young. So, you know, that's just one segment of this division that has the Dodgers in it, and the Diamondbacks are better, and the Giants have gotten their best acquisition was Buster Posey.
Yeah.
they went and got just new leadership. And so I just, it's a division to watch in a league, in the National League, that has a lot of really good teams. And so it's good baseball. And I think everybody's going to be biting their nails right up until the playoffs start.
Doug, one of the big stories in baseball this week was Juan Soto. One aspect of it was the ball he hit off the Green Monster that ended up at first base, wasn't running out of the box. And, you know, we've dealt with it here in San Diego. Manny Machado does not always run hard out of the box on a routine grounder, but he posts. He's out there sometimes 162 days as a leader, and that's just kind of how he feels like he can maybe maximize his skills and talent by not always being out there. Now, this is something else you wrote about on Welcome to Glanville recently about going all out and what you learned. And we'll bring up Sean Dunstan again. But what's your take on that kind of always running and always sprinting aspect of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't love it, but I do understand, like, culturally where it started to come from. I remember Bryce Harper, you know, got into it with Jonathan Papelbon and when he was with Washington. And I think sometimes there's actually conversations with, you know, managers or something or coaches saying, hey, you know, especially you have an injury, right? Something nagging. It's like, oh, hey, don't go all out. You know, you might, because, you know, if you're playing 162 games a year, you're hurt at some point, you know, you're feeling something. So I believe it started in that vein. And it's hard for me to relate to because from a standpoint of after I got to the big leagues, because I had to learn about the hustle every single day by watching someone like Sean Dunstan. And I remember Sean had back surgery, came back, and I was in the stands because I was on the roster, was in the minors still. And there was some random spring training game in Arizona. He hits a pop-up to like short center field, kind of mile high. And I'm looking at the ball, and when it comes down, Sean Dunstan is like standing at second base. He's like going into second. I was like, wow, you know, that's a veteran who's been around the block, and he hustles in a random spring training game. And like that day forward, I was like, there's no excuse, you know, and you know, if you're hurt, that's one thing, but like to go hard every day. And I've just seen too much. And so have all these players, right? That I'll give you an example, AA. And I don't remember the exact score, but I think we were down like 4-0 or 5-0, two outs, last out, pitcher throws it in. We're home, check swing, and the ball rolls towards first base. And it's, you know, easy play for the first baseman picks it up. The batter's hustling, and then he's about to step on the base, and the ball just falls out of his glove, and it just rolls foul. He just dropped it. Nobody touched him. Guy gets to first base, and then we score one more run than they had in that inning and won by one run. That was some random double-A game, but I started to put it together. Like, you can put so much pressure on people by just running hard. Anything can happen. Like, someone throws it away. You know, yes, they're big leaguers, but they make plenty of mistakes. So.
Sure.
So I understand, and I know Machado with the knee injuries and a lot of things, I think there was a communication about him, like, okay, you know, pump up the brakes because you're getting hurt and we need you out there. So I know that that is a factor that is way more emphasized today with load management and all these things. So it is a different time and a different culture.
Yeah, it sure is. And you know, I go back and forth on it too. I was never good, so I had to hustle. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, I was never really good. If I wanted to get on base, I might have to force an error. And, you know, you see, there are guys in the big leagues like, you know, every team's got a few of those guys that are just kind of grinder guys, man. And they run, they got to run hard every single time. Sometimes I watch play, like I watched the other night, the Diamondbacks were playing, and Corbin Carroll, He hit a ball down the right field line, and I'm looking at this, and they're up, you know, they're up pretty big at this point, against the Dodgers. It was the other night when the Dodgers just fell apart, and I'm like, bro, he was going wheels off to third base. I mean, he was. And if I'm a Diamondbacks fan, I'm like, no. Like, settle for the double there. We need you for the long haul because you're a star. I don't know. I literally go back and forth, player to player, game to game. It's. I know it's easy for us to sit and be like, nope, you got to run 100% all the time. But you know, you tweak your hammy running out of six hopper to second base, and you miss 10 days or 15 days. I'm going to be furious. You know, it's just hard. Right. So much invested in these guys.
That's it. I didn't culturally get to that point in the big leagues because I was thinking, like, I don't have to run. Like, I was a speed guy.
Yeah.
I had to put pressure on people. Right. And I also saw a lot of times where I forced people to make mistakes. And so if I didn't run, then I would have just given them that out. And so there is a factor of that. And, you know, whether you should be in a certain kind of shape where, you know, you don't get hurt because you go into fifth gear. I just love the guys. I remember when I met Dansby Swanson for the first time, it was because I went up to him before a game after he had two doubles the game before. It was against the Padres, actually. And he hustled into – they were hustle doubles. They weren't doubles off the wall. It was like he ran and turned them into doubles. And I saw him before the game. I said, hey, man, I really appreciate, like, your hustle, how hard you play. And like you said, it wasn't necessarily like, you know, meaningful, you know, down by seven, whatever.
Yeah.
But he ran hard. And he told me that he actually, I signed an autograph for him when he was like 10 in Atlanta. So that was a whole other side
story. That's
cool. but yeah, it was just like that, you know, PCA guys like that, like just play hard and hair on fire. So you don't want to lose a guy, but you also want them to, you know, put the pressure on, because I'll tell you, that play where the guy doesn't run hard for whatever reason,
it's bad.
And then the ball like falls in or hits the wall. And I'm going to make a distinction, as I do in that article, between hustling and like admiring your work and thinking the ball is going to end up in the upper deck and it hits the top of the wall. That is absolutely inexcusable, right? It's like, that's not a hustle issue.
Yeah, 100%. Talking to Doug Glanville here on Ben and Woods this morning. What do you make, switching gears a little bit, what do you make of what's going on in Pittsburgh with Paul Skeens? I still see it every day. You had Jeff Passan coming out last week talking about potentially, you know, maybe the best thing for them to do would be to move a guy like Paul Skeens. I did see some random anonymous quote from somebody inside the Pirates said, not going to happen, no way, no chance. I mean, I can't believe that would even be brought up now, you know, and I think it speaks obviously more of the Pittsburgh Pirates and how they're doing business. But what is your take as an analyst on a guy of that, you know, talent level? Do you think people will actually be calling the Pirates come July going, hey, is he available for this massive package?
I mean, if you can kick the tires, you kick the tires.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a part of it is, you know, you don't want to have like a have and have not culture to the point where you're just like the Pirates are just a farm team for the Dodgers or something like that. But, you know, so every team runs its business differently and the resources they decide to expend at like trade deadlines or different moments. The fan in me always liked like, okay, there's some great pitchers spread around the league, which allows you to see these incredible matchups, right? Skeens versus Ohtani or something pitching, you know. I think there's, That's a fun thing where every team, you know, has somebody, the shutdown guy. But the thing about nowadays when you're like thinking of these markets that have the resources to kind of acquire more and more talent, they're going to continue to test these teams to see if they're willing to part ways. And, you know, and they might come to the conclusion that there's always a number you can bid to be like, to make the change. So, and I think also from the game standpoint, I know like Jeff Pass and many talk about this, but it's like, you know, what's like great for baseball, right? With Paul Skeens as a Yankee or whatever, these things, you know, it's a lot more attention on Paul Skeens as he deserves. And it starts to get into this, you know, market bias, right? About what franchises are bringing that attention. And I think that's a kind of a risky, slippery slope when you just start feeding the beasts, you know, and not making sure that it's a fair competition. Because I love the National League right now, seeing the Phillies are good, the Mets are good, you know, Washington is, you know, they're kind of tough, the little young guys. There's a lot of teams that, you know, that can really play, and that gives every fan base a chance to feel like, well, you have a shot this year to get into the postseason. That's a good thing.
If you'd like more from Doug Glanville, you can sign up for his Substack. Welcome to Glanville. He's an excellent writer, by the way. wouldn't be surprised. He's an Ivy League guy. And you can always see him on ESPN as well. Doug, wish we had more time, but I appreciate you joining us here on our Big League Wednesday.
Yeah, always a pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Thanks so much.
Doug Glanville, solid guy. Solid guy. And, yeah, he played the game in a different era.
Different era.
I see your point. I mean, we've seen Fernando Tatis Jr. He used to play with his hair on fire. He's definitely backed off of that a little bit. Not because he's gotten lazy, because he's been told to. That the organization has said, we can't lose you because you're going headfirst into all these bases all the time. We need you to back off of it a little bit. And he has.
Yep.
He hasn't played as crazy. Now, when he sees a chance to take home and win a game, he takes it. But otherwise, he's not playing insanely, putting pressure on every moment of every game. And that's what the Padres want from him.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you need him out there 150 games. What's that look like? You know, you need those guys out there. It is, man. It's a fine line. And, you know, again, we love to turn one baseball player into the next. They're different. And, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly with a guy like Juan Soto, you know, that's what you're going to have to deal with if you're a Met fan.
All right. We'll check traffic and then wrap up our Wednesday edition of Men and Woods next here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is sponsored by City Cruises. Got a few things wrapping up our morning drive. Crash on Spring Street on-ramp to westbound 8. Looks like that's in the clearing stage. Also, westbound 52, not sure what's taken us so long to clear this accident past the 125. Been here for a couple hours. Car and Big Rig involved there over the right shoulder. Another crash up ahead, west 52. This one's right before Convoy over to the right shoulder. Northbound 15 at Arrow Drive, a collision over the right shoulder. And South 5 Coastline, right before Delmar Heights Road, a vehicle struck the center divide. Set sail with Randy Houser as he lights up the bay for an exclusive concert cruise like no other. Join us on Friday, May 23rd with City Cruises live in San Diego for an epic night of country music, dinner, drinks, and skyline views. Get tickets now at citycruises.com/live. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Wood, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, will this be the day where the Padres break out of their offensive funk? Woods would like to see Mike Schilt shake up the lineup a little bit. Don't know if that'll do anything, but at this point, when you throw your arms up in the air and go, I guess it can't hurt because you can't score fewer than zero runs.
If there was a way, I feel like we would find it. The way the offense is currently constructed right now and how it's currently going.
It's not going well, but only takes one, and the Padres will try again today with Randy Vasquez on the mound against Kevin Gausman. 4:07 first pitch. Sammy Leavitt will have your Eco Water pregame show at 3:07 this afternoon. And don't forget, tomorrow we got a short Ben and Woods program because it is a 10:07 first pitch and a 9:07 pregame show. So we'll get out of here a little bit after 9 o'clock tomorrow. So one of those rare days where Ben and Woods actually gets preempted for an hour. Happens about three or four times a season at most.
I feel like we have to go extra more than we get off early.
Yeah, we do have extra shows sometimes too.
Yeah, those 10-20 minute show.
We never do good on short shows. I don't know why. It's just like a bugaboo. It's like
3-hour show plus two guests because we will still talk to Eno Saris.
You can't mess this up, right?
We have Mike Ivaris coming on.
Okay.
And hopefully a decent game to talk about tonight. I mean, it's the efficient. We're going to have to be efficient to get it all in, hopefully, tomorrow.
We always say that.
We do.
We'll see. See how it goes. I'll be ready.
I hope you will be.
I will be ready. No Little League, no nothing, and I can give my full attention to this offense and really break down their struggles and their ABs tomorrow.
Hit the ball in the air more.
Yes. Yeah. Hey.
That's my analysis.
Try this. Maybe hit one out of the ballpark.
Of course, then, you know, Elias Diaz hits one in the air, and of course it dies right at the warning track as the guy makes the leaping catch.
Correct.
So, yeah, can't really do anything correct right now offensively. All right, that's it for us. Braden's coming up next for executive producer Paul Reindel and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.